Yesterday's shooting was not the first to happen on school property in 2018. It was the 11th.
And it was the third this week. Two other incidents happened on Monday, the first at a high school in Italy, Texas. A 15-year-old girl was shot by another student.
A firefighter who came to the victim's aid here told me tonight she just kept repeating, "Don't let me die."
She's still recovering.
Later that same afternoon, another shooting in the parking lot of a New Orleans charter school. One student was slightly injured.
On January 20th, a student was shot on the campus of Wake Forest University. He died.
January 15th, Marshall, Texas. A bullet was fired into a college dorm room. Three students were inside. No one was hurt.
And January 10th, three shootings in three states. First, a suicide at Coronado Elementary School in Arizona.
The school called to report an active shooter around 9 in the morning. When deputies arrived, they found a 14-year-old boy shot dead inside a bathroom.
And at Grayson College in Texas, a student fired a gun in a classroom by accident. No one was hit.
Then that evening in California,
breaking news, shots fired on the campus of Cal State San Bernardino.
One bullet struck a building, but no one was injured.
It keeps going. January 9th, a man shot a pellet gun at a school bus full of children in Iowa, shattering a window. No one was injured.
And January 4th, two shots fired into a Seattle high school during classes. Again, no one was injured.
That same day, in Michigan, a man committed suicide, shot himself in the parking lot of an empty elementary school.
11 shootings, all involving schools, and we are just 24 days into 2018.